This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. As a Vegas judge, Mary Kay Holtas, prepares to sentence Deobra Redden in felony battery, Redden flies over the bench in attack mode. Court video captures the moment Redden lands on top of the judge, still in her chair, who falls back against a wall, bringing the American state flags down on top of them. The court bailiff quickly follows to pull Redden off the judge. Redden charged with attempted murder.
Nancy, Redden's attorneys say he was not taking his medication for schizophrenia at the time of the attack and was not mentally competent. Redden himself claims he did not intend to kill Holtas and says he does care about her well-being. Redden went on to state in court, quote, "I'm not a bad person. I'm not an evil guy." Holtas previously testified she feared for her life when Redden vaulted over her 4-foot-high bench. The judge suffered some injuries but was not hospitalized as a result of the attack.
Deobra Redden, 31, pleads guilty but mentally ill, sentenced to 26 years behind bars. A Florida woman increasingly frustrated when her new credit card continues to disappear in the mail. On the creditor's third attempt, she notices a charge on her statement despite still not ever getting the card. So who made the $300 grocery purchase? Mail carrier, 43-year-old Jesse Anderson. Anderson caught on surveillance treating his mother to a large grocery haul at Winn-Dixie. Anderson admits to stealing several pieces of mail from his route and now pleads guilty to theft by a postal employee, facing up to 5 years behind bars. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The California Justice Department is investigating the Christmas Eve shooting death of 26-year-old Jeremy Sanchez, who was killed by his parole officer during a visit to his Fresno home. With more, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Authorities say the incident began as a routine check-in, but escalated into a physical altercation between Sanchez and the officer. During the struggle, the officer fired their weapon, fatally striking Sanchez. Despite efforts to save him, Sanchez was pronounced dead at the scene. The officer, a 13-year veteran of the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, has not been publicly identified. Fresno police responded after residents reported hearing 3 gunshots. Court records show Sanchez had prior convictions for domestic violence and resisting arrest, along with a pending misdemeanor vandalism case. State law mandates an investigation by the Justice Department for all officer-involved shootings that result in the death of an unarmed civilian. A separate review by the CDCR's Deadly Force Review Board will follow after the criminal investigation is completed.
In New Mexico, a man who fled from police and fatally shot an officer during a high-speed chase has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. 27-year-old Dominic De La O received the sentence just days after a jury convicted him of first-degree murder and additional charges in the July 2023 death of Officer Anthony Ferguson. Officer Ferguson, an 11-year veteran of the Alamogordo Police Department, was killed after he attempted to stop De La O's vehicle in the early hours of July 15th. Authorities say De La O, who was driving without headlights, refused to pull over, initiating a pursuit that ultimately ended in tragedy. According to state police, De La O crashed his vehicle into a light pole, abandoned it, and attempted to escape on foot while carrying a sawed-off shotgun. Investigators say he fired at Officer Ferguson during the chase, critically wounding him. Officer Ferguson was rushed to a hospital where he succumbed to his injuries the following day. State Police Chief Troy Weisler expressed hope that the conviction and sentencing would bring some measure of justice to Ferguson's family and colleagues, though he added, quote, "It will never replace the loss of Officer Ferguson." De La O was eventually captured after police shot him in the leg during his attempted escape to a nearby residence.
Thanks, John. Tyler Lacey, 31, leaves his Coolidge, Arizona home on a bike just before 10 p.m. June 28. Tyler, in frequent contact with family, stops answering texts and calls. His family reports him missing when a friend finds his bike at his house 3 days later. Tyler's phone last pings over 30 minutes away in the desert south of Arizona City, where cops find his gray van. No sign of Tyler. His phone no longer active. Social media pages silent. No sign of Tyler, 6 months. Tyler Lacey, 6'1", 160 pounds, red buzz-cut hair, hazel eyes, freckles, short beard, tattoo of a crown with the word king on his wrist, lacy on his bicep, ginger on his forearm, no fear on his chest, and a jester on the side of his abdomen. If you have info on Tyler Lacy, call Arizona Sheriffs 520-866-5111. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides with this crime alert. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.